Another Onondaga County resident lost her life as a result of COVID-19. County Executive Ryan McMahon said a woman in her 70s lost her battle with the virus. She had underlying health conditions. However, McMahon also shared good news regarding the virus Monday. Of the 21 new cases reported, 17 are associated with senior living facilities, where the county is doing proactive testing, and one is a contact case.
So we have three community spread cases. So that's good. And we're seeing the social distancing clearly working, and we need to continue to do that. We knew we would get more affiliated cases as we do more robust testing, specifically in all these senior facilities that have had previous cases.
60% of active cases in Onondaga County are connected to senior living facilities or contact cases. While the county continues to do proactive testing, the health department has received an influx in calls about antibody testing. Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta said testing positive for COVID-19 antibodies does not guarantee immunity.
Because these are not considered, at this point, neutralizing antibody, so it is not a free pass to revert back to what we will think will be a new normal. So positive tests can assist in determining who may donate a part of their blood called convalescent plasma, as we all hear about that, which is a very, very important part of this antibody testing.
It also helps determine the prevalence of the virus in the community. Gupta added that the public should be vigilant for antibody testing scams, saying the best source for testing is through your primary care provider. More information on antibody testing can be found on the FDA's website. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.